Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. So happy to be with you here today for episode 22. Today, we are talking about my dead garden. Yes, that's right. I have a little bit of a green thumb, or at least I like to think I have a green thumb, but I definitely killed my garden this year. And this is an analogy for me of how limiting your vision can kill your motivation as you're building something truly great in your life. So as you're building your dad hustle, and we got to define it, right? Because if you're just joining us today, we want to define the dad hustle. So we are all dads. We all have day jobs or we have other responsibilities during the day, but we want to build some type of, you know, passion project on the side. It's a side hustle, if you will. But we're calling it a dad hustle because we're trying to do it in a way where we can still make time for our family, make time for all the other things in our life, right? And still pour our hearts into something that we're truly passionate about that we can make a difference with in the world. So that's what a dad hustle is. But I truly believe that my dead garden has a lot more to do with it than you might think. So let me tell you the story here. So it was early this spring, and I will tell you the last couple of years, I have gone full bore on my garden. I love planting. It's one of those fun things that I get to do with my son, especially, but even my daughters too. So my son Gage, he comes with me oftentimes, and we pick out all of these different packets of seeds. We plant everything, and we live in Minnesota, but we plant everything. We plant corn. We plant watermelon. We've planted so many different peppers, a lot of pepper varieties that probably don't grow that well in Minnesota climates. We plant tomatoes, we've planted lettuce, carrots, literally anything you can think of, right? So that rewind back to last year. So last year when we did our garden, we probably, and just to give you an idea of my garden, I have like 2 different beds that are like 4 feet by 8 feet. So it's not a huge garden, right? But we probably planted maybe 50 different types of vegetables, and you know, when you add all of the different things, right? So it's crazy. Like it's crazy to plant that much in that small of a garden. But I will tell you, it was so much fun. It was like a cornucopia of fun, right? Like we were planting all these things, we're labeling it. So exciting to see all of the stuff grow. Like it was really, really magical. And you know what? I will tell you, we wanted to see that grow. So we'd go out and we'd water it and all the other stuff, you know, every single day. We took pretty good care of that garden. Well, now fast forward to this year, right? So this year, and I don't talk about my wife a lot on this show, but I will introduce you to her at this episode here. Her name's Ashley. Love her. We have been married for a good long time, since 2009. And one of the things about Ashley and me is we are polar opposites in many ways. So I am just kind of, I go for it, right? I'm all over the place. I have big dreams, sometimes dreams that are crazy, right? They're not really well thought through. She is the organized, meticulous one, the one who actually kind of keeps us on track in many ways. So it's interesting because this spring, she's like, you know what, Jeff, can't you just plant like, you know, 7 or 8 different things in the garden? You know, it's an overpopulated garden as it is. You know, things were getting choked out. There was just too much growing last year. let's just simplify. Let's make this simple. Just plant a few plants and be happy with it. So, you know, I thought that's a fine idea. I moved forward with that idea, planted the plants. It is interesting though. My son Gage, he wasn't that interested in planting this year when we just had a couple different varieties of plants to plant. And then I found myself not as interested in watering the garden or in even spending any time in that sparse garden this year. And I think this is a metaphor for what happens when we limit our vision. So I think about my vision for this amazing garden a year ago, right? And just growing all of these different vegetables together. I've even tried to grow fruits, which is hilarious in Minnesota, like growing lemons, growing grape bushes in the backyard. But I had such a vision for what this could be, right? And then when it was limited, that vision kind of went away, right? And there wasn't that excitement. And I think what happens is sometimes with our dad hustles, with what we're trying to do, sometimes we let other people put that vision, kind of put a damper on it. And they have good intentions. Oftentimes there are even people that love us, right? I mean, my wife, she loves me very much. I love her very much. She didn't have bad intentions with what she told me about the garden. But sometimes we just give in to what people tell us versus going with our gut when we know that we should follow it. Have you ever been there before where you know you should be following your gut and you know you need to be true to yourself? And you gotta keep planting the garden then. You have to keep following that vision and keep broadening that vision and keep looking to that vision to be your North Star, to show you what you can do. And never limit that vision. That's my encouragement to you. So I think about like all the different side hustles that I've done over the years. You know, I've been side hustling for 15 some years. And, you know, sometimes the vision has been really big. I remember when I built one of my first side hustles when we were doing the Small Business Digital Marketing Association across America, that was a huge vision. That was a massive vision. But then I think about things like when I did my, you know, Real Agent Answers business where I helped real estate agents with their marketing. And that actually felt like a smaller vision, almost a limited vision. So I really want to encourage you, you know, if you have a small vision, if you have a kind of a small thing that you want to start with, that's totally fine. But if you have something bigger that you're chasing, go for it. I think about like some of the decisions that I've made most recently. So with the Dad Hustle Project, our goal is to reach 1 million dads. So work with 1 million dads, have 1 million dads make the commitment that they want to build a digital side hustle. They want to build something on the side that they can be proud of, that encapsulates one of their passions or one of their pieces of expertise in their life beyond their day job, right? Beyond the things they do in their day job. Just to give them that extra oomph, that extra impact, that influence that they're looking for, and an opportunity to make extra income as well. So that's just one example. 1 million, that's a vision, right? That's a compelling vision. That gets me excited. The other one is this podcast. You know, just the last episode, I talked about how we're going from 5 days to 7 days a week. The whole idea of having a podcast every single day, that's a vision for me. And I want to ask you, how can you think more limitless with your dad hustle? Maybe it's moving from doing to teaching. So maybe you are an artist, right? And you've been doing watercolors for people. But you have a passion to share some of your talent, some of your ability with others and teach them how to do it too. Well, that's a perfect example, right? You could just keep painting picture by picture. But if you were to share how you do it with someone else, right? And you were to inspire other people to do these things, that's a completely different ball game. Like you're changing the game completely in so many powerful ways. So think about that, right? Or maybe you're running a local business or a local kind of side hustle. How could you make that worldwide, right? How could you extend that reach potentially and make an even bigger impact? You know, we have one life to live. So I'm all about going all out, pursuing a vision that's wildly exciting, that gets you out of bed in the morning, that makes you so excited to do your very best, right, during the day when you're at your day job, because you're so excited that once you're done with that, you can jump into this and be passionate. You're so excited about, you know, once you get a little taste of this, that you can jump into spending time with your kids and enjoying them in new ways as well. I truly believe a dad hustle can rub off on all these other areas of our lives as well. So with that, I encourage you, don't limit that vision. Keep hustling. Good things are going to happen for you today. Just keep going for it. Keep going for it. I am in your corner. I cannot wait to hear your stories of success. And I want to be here for you every step of the way as well. So best of luck to you today. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Make it happen. Make it happen for your dreams. Take those next couple steps even today. We'll talk soon. Thank you. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.